This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating the successful U.S. commando raid in Syria that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. On Monday, the president called al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man who is now dead. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Speaking at a convention of police chiefs in Chicago, Trump touted that his administration had accomplished what a previous president should have done years ago, ensuring the demise of the Islamic State leader.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that.
The president says he hopes to release some video from the operation. Defense officials say the video and images from the raid are undergoing review, so excerpts can be declassified and made public. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The House is planning a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, which has the White House crying foul. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the resolution will set procedures for the impeachment inquiry and affirm the ongoing existing investigation. The White House has said it's not cooperating because the investigation is not valid without a House vote, which Pelosi hopes to counter. The president's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, says whatever evidence already gathered is completely and irreversibly illegitimate. She says the decision to hold a floor vote this week shows that Democrats were conducting an unauthorized proceeding, collecting shady closed-door depositions that denied the president his due process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin pledged Monday to increase sanctions against Iran, saying the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign is halting alleged Iranian aggression in the Middle East. This is VOA.